Hi there. The word for you today is speak words that encourage. In Job 4 verse 3, reading from the Message, you have spoken words that encouraged those who were about to quit. The Bible says in Romans 14 verse 19, help others with encouraging words. When Job was in trouble, his friend Eliphaz reminded him how in the past Job's words had, quote, encouraged those who were about to quit. Think about that. Your words can either hurt or heal, bless or blister, destroy or deliver, tear down or build up. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. That's some awesome power, isn't it? John Walker writes, and I quote, you, the one with Jesus in your heart, are capable of murder, and so am I. We have the power to speak death with our words and the power to speak life. Perhaps you've been on the receiving end of a message meant to murder. You're not smart enough, thin enough, fast enough, good enough. A real Christian wouldn't think or do such things. And on it goes. In a world where people are beaten up and put down, God gives you superhero power to punch through the negativity. You can speak life. When you say, you matter to me, I like you just the way you are, your life matters, you were created for a purpose, God loves you, and you're incredibly valuable to him. You see, you can actually become God's voice, sharing God's grace with others, supporting them, loving, helping, and encouraging them with words that flow from your mouth. Now, God wants us to encourage each other. But that doesn't mean flattering or buttering people up. You got to be genuine. It means speaking words that help them stay on their feet and keep going. Yep, what you say can give fresh hope to a friend, a relative, a neighbor, or a co-worker who's about to collapse. What a gift. And that's the word for you today.